Have you ever heard the name Herb Arkish? I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. His actual name, his legal name, is Herb Arkish. Not exactly what I would call an ideal name, but Herb is a hell of a lot better than Hub. Herb Arkish is the editor of Pro Football Weekly, one of the more respected media outlets when it comes to covering the NFL. I guess I should say what used to be one of the more respected media outlets covering the NFL. After his appearance on 670 The Score in Chicago yesterday, if Herb Arkish had any credibility over his 30 or 40 years as a journalist, he immediately flushed it with one radio appearance. I have never heard of this dude before. I'll admit, I know nothing about his background, but going off his 2-minute clip that I will share throughout this video, I'm going to go out on a limb here and classify Herb Arkish as a loyal SJW. He is one of 50 voters who vote for the NFL MVP every year. Now, when you think of the MVP award, what do you think would qualify someone for that award? Most valuable player. In most cases, it goes to the best player on the best team, or one of the best teams. His stats are normally in the top three. His team is the number one, maybe the number two seed. The qualifications for the award all pertain to on-the-field stuff. When you're evaluating for the most valuable player, the player's opinion on the Kobe, his perception, his reputation in the mainstream media, that does not factor into consideration, except if you're Herb Arkish. Aaron Rodgers is the front runner to win the MVP for the second consecutive year. If Herb Arkish has his way, that is not going to be the case. He publicly stated on Chicago radio yesterday that he is not going to be voting for Aaron Rodgers. Now, does he think another player is more deserving based on the off-the-field or on-the-field performance? No. And I should have said on-the-field performance. But no, he does not. Herb Arkish refuses to vote for Aaron Rodgers because he's a big meanie. Listen for yourself.
I don't think you can be the biggest jerk in the league and punish your team and your organization and your fan base the way he did and be the most valuable player. Has he been the most valuable on the field? Yeah, you could make that argument, but I don't think he is clearly that much more valuable than Jonathan Taylor or Cooper Kupp or maybe even Tom Brady. And so from where I sit, the rest of it is why he's not going to be my choice.
He just admitted Aaron Rodgers is the MVP of the league. He said he has been the most valuable player on the field. That should be the end of the story. But this dude is basing his MVP vote on what happened this past offseason between Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. He is laying all the blame on Aaron Rodgers. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that Aaron Rodgers is blameless, but it's not like he was pissed off for no reason. For years, the tension has been boiling between Aaron Rodgers and the front office in Green Bay, mainly between him and Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. Aaron Rodgers had been begging for help at tight end and for wide receiver for a couple of years now. You know how many receivers the Packers drafted in 2019 and 2020? Zero. They sure as hell drafted Jordan Love, though, in the first round, which sent a clear message to Aaron Rodgers. Your days in Green Bay are numbered. NFL teams don't spend a first-round pick on a quarterback with the intention of sitting him on the bench for the next 3 to 5 years. When a team drafts a quarterback in the first round or early second round, he is their quarterback of the future. Now, put yourself in Aaron Rodgers' shoes. You just led your team to the NFC Championship game. You've been begging for help offensively, and your front office gets you some help by drafting your replacement. Of course he was pissed off. Now, Aaron Rodgers didn't handle the situation well, but he doesn't hold all the blame. Either way, his behavior throughout the offseason should have no impact on MVP voting. But it gets even better.
Herb Arkish and his logic. Listen to this logic. know, we are told to pick the guy who we think is the most valuable to his team. And I don't think it says anywhere, strictly on the field. Although I do think he hurt his team on the field, by the way he acted off the field. I mean, they're going to get the number one seed anyway, but what if the difference had come down to the Chiefs game, where he lied about being vaccinated and ended up not playing and they got beat.
We are told to pick the guy who's most valuable to his team. Who has been more valuable to his team this season than Aaron Rodgers? Cooper Kupp's having a phenomenal year. Replace Matt Stafford with Jared Goff. Cooper Kupp is not as effective. Jonathan Taylor having a breakout season. But the Colts are not even the best team in their division. Hub Arkish tries to justify his reasoning by playing the what-if scenario. But by doing that, he only strengthened the logic behind Aaron Rodgers being the MVP. What if that Chiefs loss negatively impacted the Packers season? Aaron Rodgers wasn't there for his team because he lied about his vaccination status and then got the COVID. The Chiefs loss hasn't impacted the Packers season. You want to know why? Because Aaron Rodgers is that damn good. We got a preview of what the Packers look like with Jordan Love. Packers defense holds the Chiefs 13 points. Jordan Love and the offense put up 7. Since Aaron Rodgers has returned, the Packers have gone 6-1. Now, I don't blame Aaron Rodgers for missing that game against the Chiefs. I blame the NFL. Aaron Rodgers was asymptomatic. He was healthy. But because he tested positive on some stupid tests, protocols dictate he must sit out. Crazy thing is, under the NFL's revised protocols, Aaron Rodgers would have been allowed to play in that game against Kansas City. Oh, and by the way, Hub Arkish, you're supposed to be some NFL expert. I guess you weren't watching last Sunday. I guess you haven't read your own publication in the last 48 to 72 hours, but the Packers, they are already the number one seed. But it gets even better. I had to sit through 2 minutes of this bullshit to finally hear his real reason that he was not going to vote Aaron Rodgers as league MVP.
Oh,
You know,
so he couldn't have won the MVP before the season for you.
for me, no. Yeah, no, I just think that the way he's carried himself is inappropriate. And the vaccine thing just was one more, log on the fire, so to speak. I think he's a bad guy, and I don't think a bad guy can be the most valuable guy at the same time.
First off, Hub Arkish should not be voting for the MVP award. For him to admit to disqualifying a player before the season even began, for that reason alone, he should have his privileges revoked. But he told you the real reason that he's not voting for Aaron Rodgers. Actually, he told you two. One, he's a bad guy. He's mean. But the real reason, it all goes back to the COVID and Aaron Rodgers' opinion on the virus. Like we have talked about many times, you're allowed to have an opinion. You are allowed to express your opinion as long as it falls in line with the agenda. When you step out of line, they punish you by stealing the MVP award. What the hell does Aaron Rodgers' opinion have to do with NFL MVP? Since when did we start disqualifying people based on off-the-field issues? Lawrence Taylor was a serial philanderer. He was a known drug addict. He still won NFL MVP in 1986. Barry Bonds. Many in the media view Barry Bonds as a cheater. Not only that, he was notoriously tough on the media. Tough's not even the right word for it. Barry Bonds was verbally abusive towards the media. He was still NL MVP 3 years in a row. Hub Arkish admitted Aaron Rodgers is the most valuable player on the field. End of story. That is end of story. I saw one article that accused Hub Arkish of saying this for attention. They claimed that he knew this would cause a shitstorm and he said it on purpose to draw attention to himself. Now, I'm not going to take it that far. Hub Arkish has been covering the NFL for over 30 years. None of us have ever heard of him. I don't see him waiting until the end of his career to draw attention to himself. Now, I will say he should not be voting for league MVP. He admitted that he was not supposed to be talking about who he is or who he's not voting for until the award's announced. That alone should be enough to remove his vote. But the logic should be the main reason. Admitting Aaron Rodgers is the MVP, but you're not voting for him because he's mean, because he's not vaccinated, That's bullshit. The Packers have battled injuries all season. They have dealt with the drama in the offseason. We saw what this team looked like without Aaron Rodgers. Green Bay would be a 4, maybe a 5-win team with Jordan Love. Aaron Rodgers is not just the front runner for MVP, he is the most valuable player. All right, let me know what you guys think. Should Hub Arkish lose the privilege to vote for NFL MVP? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.